invite you to enjoy Life. Life with Luigi, a new comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as Chris Wallace.
Remember how we were talking to the other country? How I was going to come to America and make $1 million in 5 years? Mamma mia, I think it's going to be the other way around. I'm not going to make $5 in $1 million a year. Is it not that my antique business is so bad, mamma mia? Is it because they got something in America that's cold in the flesh? This means, with the prices so high, dollars so low, you can't buy the things you don't need with the money you ain't got. But important thing, mamma mia, I'm still got my good health. And like Uncle Pietro is always say, a good stomach is worth $1 million. Mamma mia, you should see Pasquale's a fat Dora Rossa. She's walking around with the United States Treasury. And the last few days, I'm got a lot of trouble with the Pasquale. Always he's reminds me how he's bring me to America just to marry Rosa. And always I'm reminding him how he's forgot to tell me this when he's brought to me from Italy. Wait, wait, mamma mia. Here comes Pasquale now, and I'm don't like that look on his face. Pasquale, my friend. Hello, Pasquale. Hello, hello.
Hello.
Is it nice weather, huh, Pasquale?
Nice.
Pepper says my terrain, huh?
My.
I say the winter is going to be cold, no?
All right, but stop the weather report. They give me the latest marriage report.
Pasquale, please, no Rosa talking today, huh?
Why not? The Rosa's are ready, I'm ready, the preachers are ready, 2 witnesses are ready. The only one who's holding up at the works is you.
Pasquale, I'm no one to hold you up. As long as you got all these people waiting, you go ahead without me.
Oh, stop. I don't want no excuses. Look, Luigi, how can you like this bachelor life with all the crazy running around, excitement and the noise? I promise you, once you marry Rosa, you're going to rest in peace.
Pasquale, that's what I'm afraid. Maybe, Pasquale, if she wasn't so fat.
Too fat. How can a man be so stupid? Luigi, I think you old enough to know the truth about American girls.
Huh? What's the truth?
Everybody knows all American girls are fat.
Yeah, but they don't look fat, Pasquale.
On the outside, they look skinny, but underneath, they're all... They cheat. They press everything down with a corset and a girdle. But with my Rosa, everything you see, that's it.
Well, maybe you're right, Pasquale. But still, a marriage is impossible for me. I'm got no money, and even if I had the money, the way Rosa eats...
Wait. I'm going to make you a proposition. For every pound Rosa gains after she marries you, I'm going to give you $20 of cash.
$20 a pound, huh?
That's more than England gives her for a pound. Well, what do you say, my son?
Pasquale, maybe I'm suffering now from inflation, but I'm not going to marry it.
Luigi, you shouldn't talk so fast. And I just made you a big proposition. And you know what they say in America? When opportunity knocks on your head, open up your ears.
Pasquale, I'm still got to say no.
That's your final answer, huh?
Yes, Pasquale.
Final, last, absolute, the end answer, huh?
Yes.
Not even a teeny-weeny chance you might have changed your mind?
Not the one a teeny.
Luigi, is it going to go very bad for you, so you better act fast. I'm counting up to 3. And if you don't say yes about a Rosa, I'm kicking you out of this antique shop for good.
No, Pasquale.
1.
Pasquale, please.
2.
Listen, I'm...
3.
Well, then I guess it's the end for me, Pasquale, because... Well, I'm going to get out.
4.
Pasquale, you said you were going to count to 3.
I'm keeping this illegal, Luigi. In America, I got to count to 10 before you out. 5.
Pasquale, you can count to 100. I'm still not going to change my mind.
Oh, what a wise guy. Already you forgot about when you first come to America. Remember how excited you was when you first looked off the boat and you saw my Rosa waving an ice cream cone?
Yeah, and the reason I was so excited was because I thought that she was a Statue of Liberty.
No excuses. And I remember when you first stepped off the boat, How you bent down and touched the ground and you said, Pasquale, I feel like Columbus. I'm a touch in America.
Yes.
Luigi, you think if I was abroad of Columbus to America that he would have said no to Rosa?
Pasquale, if Columbus saw Rosa, he would have turned around and discovered South America.
Mr. Big Mouth, I think the time is here when we can only talk a business. A hard business.
Hard business?
You owe me 2 months of rent and $26 of cash.
$16.
$16 and 10% interest that makes it $26. Well, my palm is awaiting, Mr. Big Shot. What's the matter? You get a little pale around the ears, Mr. Pumpkinhead?
Well, Pasquale, you got to have the money now?
Yes, and now. N-O-U, now. Pay my money or get out.
Out, Pasquale. Pasquale, you really mean it?
Out is only the beginning. You better move out of the state, because I'm going to get a judgment and hound you till you pay, get married, or go to jail, Mr. Bosco.
Mr.
Pasquale. That's all right. To get out of town by tomorrow morning or the sheriff will be here with his pussy and throw you out. Come on.
Mamma mia, is it not the first time he's thrown me out? But looks like it's going to be the last. Well, at this time, I'm gone. Maybe out the west and make my fortune. I better go to my night school and say goodbye to my friends for the last time.
Quiet, lads. Quiet, please. I'll call the roll. Mr. Bosco?
Here.
Mr. Horowitz?
Here.
Mr. Olson?
Hey, yes.
Mr. Schultz?
Last stop, everybody off. Just a smile, everybody. Be happy.
All right, Mr. Schultz. We're all smiling. Now, you may answer the first question.
Miss Spaulding, keep me smiling. Call on Olsen first.
Never mind. We're studying verbs today. Mr. Schultz, we'll give you an easy one. Give us a sentence with a verb.
All right. I had lumbago when I came to Chicago.
Mr. Schultz, that word is pronounced lumbago.
Oh, they changed it recently?
We never changed it. It's always been pronounced lumbago, according to Webster.
All right, but I think Webster's making it a big mistake.
Now, let's hear your sentence again, Mr. Schultz. Only pronounce the words correctly.
All right. I had lumbago when I came to Chicago.
Know very well that the A in Chicago has a soft sound.
Not near the elevated where I live. Stop of a lullabalousum.
Miss Spaulding. Don't you think we have had enough tomfoolery? May I give the correct answer so that we may proceed?
Oh, well, why can't you be like us? Stupid and lovable. Miss Spaulding, I would like to try with an answer.
Well, let's try Mr. Bosco. He looks so quiet today.
You talking to me, Miss Spaulding?
Yes. You may give us a sentence with a verb.
All right. Tomorrow, I'm leaving a city.
Very good.
Why, you happy to see me going away, Miss Spaulding?
Oh, don't be silly. Now, tell us the verb in your sentence, Mr. Bosco. Which word shows the action?
Pasquale.
Pasquale? Mr. Bosco, what has that word got to do with your sentence?
Because if he's going to chase me out, then I'm going to have to live in the city.
Luigi, you must be joking.
He don't look like it, Olsen. Why is Pasquale chasing you out this time, Luigi?
No, why, he asked. It's on account of Luigi that Rosa is still a bachelor. My Luigi, this ain't the first time Pasquale has chased you out. He really don't mean it.
No, sure, so he's a minute this time and for good. He's getting a judgment against me, and I'm got to get out of the state.
Luigi, you can't. We won't let you.
No, please, friends, don't try to stop me. I'm never going to give a Pasquale the chance to hurt me no more. So tomorrow, I'm going away. Far away.
You have any money, Luigi?
I'm got some.
Luigi, I have some money Olga doesn't know about.
And I got a few dollars put away for my Esther.
Yeah, and me too. I'll bet with the money we hide for our wives and the money they hide for us, we could wipe out the national debt. Luigi, look, about the money, you shouldn't worry.
Now, sure, sir. Friends, I'm don't need the money. But thanks all the same, and I'm going to write to your letters.
Where will you go, Luigi?
I'm not sure yet. Maybe... to California.
You can't just walk around the streets. Look, we got a room in my house. I'll put up a cot bed.
No, no, Olga and I live alone. We have oodles of rooms.
Yeah, and you got my house, Luigi. But between the three of us, we got enough bedrooms to put the YMCA out of business. What do you say, little Wiener Schnitzel?
Well, Francie, you... Francie, you are so nice. And a goodbye. Goodbye, Miss Spaulding and a friend. I'm going to write to you.
He's gone.
Yes, I believe he means it.
Dying, Ibby. We are going to miss him.
Well, quick, Miss Spaulding. Call on me. I want to commit educational suicide. Luigi!
By jingin' it, the store is empty.
7 o'clock in the morning and we're too late. Look, he's left.
Yeah, and we never thought he would. I feel like I lost a brother.
Sure, he was a good man. Real fine and a true gentleman to boot.
He was a friend.
Oh, stop saying he was. He ain't lost till he had been there. He's not going, which we ain't sure of. And... Oh, himmel, am I for shimmels. Anyway, he's gone.
Well, maybe not. Let's look in the closet for a suitcase.
A good idea.
No, what suitcase? Luigi never owned it, a suitcase. The only thing he ever had was that canvas bag with the one handle torn and hanging down like a bad ear on a cooker spaniel.
Look at the way he cleaned up the shop before he left. Everything in place, not one speck of dust.
Sure, that Pasquale is a big, unmitigated 14-carat yerk.
Right. A pitfall. Why, if that big blubber belly ever talks to me again, I'll tear him like a herring.
Go ahead, Mr. Delicatessen, man. The herring is awaiting.
Charlie, where did you come from?
I'm awaiting, Schultz.
My humblest apologies, Pasquale. It was a mistake to call you a herring.
That's better.
Yeah, a herring does the things it does because it's pickled. But what's your excuse?
So you better watch what you say. You're liable to wind up in a catastrophe.
Well, we ain't got time to argue with you. We want to know, where's Luigi?
Did he leave some answer? Anything?
Look, I don't know where that pupsqueak went, but as far as I'm concerned, he can leave with the country and live in a New Mexico.
Pasquale, how could you shake him out like that? After all, you brought him to America. You were like a father to him.
Even more than a father, a mother.
Even more than a mother, a monster.
Gentlemen, there's no use fighting. We came here to find out where Luigi moved to.
I wonder where he is now. What he's doing. Maybe we should look for him.
Luigi! Luigi! Mister... Are you the Bob Lipton who's put advertisement in the paper about you wanted somebody should share automobile ride with you to California?
Yep, that's me. I leave at 3 this afternoon. That okay with you?
Yes, yeah, okay, Mr. Lipton. You got a good car?
A fine car. It's a Willys.
It's a Willys?
Sure.
If it's a Willys, how come you got it?
Hey, you got a sense of humor, friend. Boy, the miles just fly by when you got nice, friendly company. Now, about the road expenses, we go halvies on the gas and oil, okay?
Oh, sure. I'm always the one to pay my half. You pay for the gas, I'm a pay for the oil.
No, you pay for the gas and I'll pay for the oil.
All right. If you want to spend more money, that's making me happy. I'm not going to afford a train or the bus, so I'm glad to meet you.
Well, that's good. What's your name?
Luigi Basca. I know you calling me Luigi.
Okay, friend, my name is Bob Lipton. You can call me Bob.
Thank you, Mr. Lipton.
Yeah.
This car you got is not too old, huh?
Well, I'll be frank, friend. It's a 34.
34, huh? Hey, it must be a good car. Was a wonderful year for the wines.
Oh, no. Okay. Let's have a look at this road map right here now. Here, friend, now we got a choice of two routes. You see, the northern and the southern.
Uh-huh.
Which do you like best?
Oh, please, you take a first to pick.
Well, this northern route here is very nice. You take this Highway 30 here through Cedar Rapids, Iowa. We go through Omaha, cut into Cheyenne, up through the Rocky Mountains, turn here into Salt Lake City, then south to 6, through Nevada, Death Valley, on to 58, cut in on Barstow on 66, then San Bernardino, Pasadena, and L.A.
Remember me, you never stopped once for lunch.
Now, there'll be plenty of stops. But look, now, I'm agreeable. If you don't like the northern route, we can take the southern. Yeah. Well, friend, what do you say?
What the... Huh?
Hey, you look like you're dreaming or something. What's the matter, kid? You're running away to forget some babe, huh?
Oh, no, I'm going to go to the baby.
No. I mean a doll, a dame, a skirt.
Doll of them skirt?
Yeah.
Mamma mia, I stopped school only yesterday, and already I don't understand the English language. please, you show me this southern route. Huh,
southern baby? Route? You're a sure thing. Now, here's southern route right here. We leave Chicago here on 66,
yeah.
Go through Springfield, down to St. Louis, then to the Ozark Mountains.
Ozark Mountains?
Mm-hmm.
Is it these are high mountains?
And how they're high. I got a friend almost got killed there once. Now, don't you worry, friend. These brakes of mine were realigned only 12 years ago.
Oh, that's a good.
Well, let's see here. Next, we hit Tulsa, Oklahoma.
I'm going to need a big windstorm that was ahead of that one.
Oklahoma? Sure, that's real tornado country. Uh-huh. Those things knock down trees, carry off rooftops, and pick a car right off the ground like it was a matchbox.
Maybe you know some other way to California.
You're joking.
I'm a nutter.
Friend, now look, you worry too much. Now let's see here. We hit Amarillo, Texas here. That's nice, wide open prairie country. We can do 80 miles an hour on those roads.
80 miles an hour?
Why, sure, my old buggy can do 90.
Yeah, but supposing the tires suddenly break up, but then what?
Then we turn over, that's all. Look, friends, you only live once.
Not if the car is a turn off. Please, Bob, don't drive so fast because I'm...
Okay, just leave the driving to old Bob. Now, let's see. Out of Amarillo, we go down route on 60 here, hit through New Mexico. Then we're up into the mountains again. We go up about 5,000 feet.
Please, come down, Bob. I'm getting dizzy.
Now, relax, friend. Those narrow mountain roads are a cinch. Why, I can make a turn at 50 miles an hour on one wheel with my eyes closed.
And when you open them up, I'm not going to be there.
Don't you let it worry you, friend. I never yet got a ticket in my life.
Oh, that's so good. How long have you been driving?
3 weeks.
Mamma mia. When are we going? If we ever get down towards the mountains, where do we go?
Well, we're going to go right down here to Arizona.
It's a nice road in Arizona, huh?
Oh, they're okay, till we hit the Apache Mountains.
Maybe I'm better take a boat. Hey, Bob, these Apache Mountains, they're not so high like the Rockies, huh?
Tricky, friend, just tricky.
Tricky, huh?
We just got to watch out for the fallen rocks. And since it's only a two-lane road, we drive over near the edge of the cliff all the way.
Yeah, but here do you keep your eyes open, huh?
Are you kidding? If I let go of that wheel for 1 second, we're both up the creek.
Yeah, but now we're in California, huh?
Oh, no, not yet, friend. Just keep your shirt on.
I'm too frightened to take it off.
I love you, friend. You're a great kidder. And now, where was I?
Up at the creek.
Here we are. Here, we get off the Apache Trail, hit into Phoenix, Arizona. That's nice, wide-open desert country. Hundreds of miles of fast driving over the sand.
Yeah, but is it safer, huh?
Oh, sure. We take along plenty of water just in case the car overheats and we get stuck.
Oh, sure.
Now, don't tell me you're afraid of those desert sandstorms or those coyotes or rattlesnakes.
Rattlesnakes, hey, Bobby, you mean they got a lot of snakes in this desert?
Now, will you stop worrying? Whenever I go through the desert, I take along plenty of anti-snake serum for snake bites.
Yeah, but supposing the snake don't want to take it as a serum before he's a bite to you.
Will you stop worrying? Now, look, we go on from this point. We continue.
Look, you three, I don't have to stand here and take no more insults.
Sing, Pasquale, where would Luigi go, please?
I don't care.
Did he have any money at all?
That's none of my business, and now stop bothering me. You get me all the flabbergasted.
Joker, you think Luigi would do something foolish?
Your Luigi is very impetuous. Perhaps we should call the city hospital.
Pasquale, you better pray. If anything bad happens to Luigi, we'll take you to court and see that you get the electric chair for 20 years.
Sure, calm down. Calm down, we shouldn't think the voice.
Yeah, but how can I help worrying? This big ham heart here has got a heart of stone. Nothing bothers him.
All right, so I got a heart of stone, so I don't care for that ungrateful little boob. But like I said it before, it's my business. Hey, Mr.
Pasquale. Uh-huh. Got a lead on that Basco.
Shh, Murphy, not here.
Oh, I don't get it. You hire us to get information on Basco right away, now you don't want it.
Look, Murphy, come out of my stall.
Now, wait a minute. Did Pasquale hire you to find Luigi?
For $75 a day, he hired himself a private eye, but I don't know what for.
Look, Murphy, I
you
don't want...
You don't want we should know, huh? So you don't care for Luigi, huh, Pasquale?
Oh, get out, all of you.
Jiminy, we misjudged you, Pasquale.
I'm walking around hating myself, wishing I was dead, and Schultz, he says I got a heart of stone, a hammerhock.
I'm sorry, Pasquale.
$75 a day. Damn, Jiminy, you could die a bloodhound for that.
Can I talk now, Mr. Pasquale?
Yeah, well,
wait a minute. I don't quite know yet, but the trail's getting warm. I traced his movements to his tailor. He paid off a buck he owed on a cleaning job. Then he went to the barber and took a close haircut.
Luigi with a close haircut? Oh, Schultz, he's a joint in the Marines.
Let me finish, will you? Then he said goodbye to a Mr. Ostro, a Mrs. Pellegrino, Tony the newsboy, and then...
Then what?
Well, the newsboy said he took the sea car going north at about 5:18 p.m. That got us to the bus stop.
He took the bus?
No, we traced him to the railroad station.
How do you like that pupsqueak? I'm spending $75 a day, and he's a traveler to first class.
No, he didn't take the train. From there on, we lost him.
Well, look, Mr. Detective, please, don't stop looking. I had every penny I got it in my pocket to Pasquale, $75, huh? Yeah, here. That makes $76, yeah. But go out now and find him, huh?
That's all right. Staying around here ain't going to help us.
Who?
Hello, friends.
Luigi.
Hey, where are you, Luigi? How are you? Oh, friends, it's good to see you all again. And Pasquale. Pasquale, you're crying.
Luigi, next the time you letting me run you away from home, I'm never going to talk to you again.
Luigi, where did you go?
Who brought you home? What happened, Luigi?
Pasquale, you know how you always tell me I'm sure to stay in my own little backyard?
Yes, little cabbage puss.
Since I ever found out America's got a mountain of cyclones, a desert, and a rattle of snakes, I'm never going to motor west than a Western Avenue.
Good, Melody. Welcome home, my son.
Hello, Papa.
Come to you through the facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.